easy to become discouraged in your life and your faith, isn't it? Well, Ford Taylor loves to encourage people who are struggling. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and Ford reminds us there is always hope.
I would say, number one, don't give up. There's a good chance that God has spoken to you, and you are seeking God, and you're not seeking church. And that's okay. But the church is a group of people. And if you can't be involved in a four-wall church, still be involved with people, a group of some, an ecclesia, some group that you can work with, live with, play with, to continue to seek God.
And Ford regularly encourages the younger generation.
I would say to the Gen Xers, the millennials, and the teenagers, then the next generation, you are the hope for our country. We have a leadership crisis in our country. And that crisis is based on, I believe, that our leaders have come to a place that we care more about what people think about us and how they see us than we do about the people that follow us.
And to be that hope, he encourages young people to engage in a mentoring process.
So find someone that's older than you that's willing to share the mistakes they've made so you can learn from those and not make them. But they're also willing to learn from you, to hear what God may be saying to you, to learn from the talent and the skill set that you have, that guys like me that have this gray hair, we don't have that skill set that you have. So follow God, find Jesus, hear the Holy Spirit, and do what God calls you to do.
Whom has God placed in your path? Take the time to listen to them, and then share from your own experience. God can use you to encourage others. Do you need some help in getting started with that? Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.